welcome to this special science podcast from 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. It's February 15th. I'm Robert Frederick. In this short podcast, we'll hear about Rwanda and the plans it has to increase its funding of science and technology to 3% of its gross domestic product, a percentage that's higher than the United States. The theme of this year's meeting is science and technology from a global perspective. At the opening ceremonies last night, that global perspective came from Africa. AAAS President David Baltimore introduced the Rwandan President Paul Kagame as someone who, quote, appreciates the role that science and technology can play in lifting a country out of poverty.
He has committed himself to spending 3% of Rwanda's GDP on investments in science and technology, an amount equal to that of South Korea, and greater than that in the United States.
In his address, President Kagame made it clear that advancing science and technology was vital, and he requested his Minister of Science and Technology to work with the AAAS.
We must keep the steady course of using the powerful tools of science and technology. We have made a good start in Rwanda, but challenges clearly remain. Among them is the human factor. Because we have started from a particularly low base, enabling our universities and tertiary sector to provide capable professionals to power our development process is no easy task. I'm certain that the AAAS has a role to play in this effort. I have requested the Rwandan minister in charge of science and technology to work with you closely and tap into the American network of scientists and educators to improve our science and teaching institutions.
After the speech, I caught up with Romain Morenzi, Rwanda's Minister of Science and Technology. Now, I understand that there's a 3% GDP plan for spending on science in your country upcoming. Is that correct?
Yes.
Where will that money come from, diverting it into science and technology?
That money comes from the taxpayers, of course. But as you understand from the presentation from this evening, science and technology is very important for long-term sustainable development or economic growth. So it's very important to invest in science at all levels of education, from primary, secondary, and higher education, and infrastructure, in order to be able actually to sustain the economy at long term. So we understand and believe in that. So this means that we may, I can say, forget other investment, but invest in science, because that will have a higher return, you know, for long term.
Where do you think you'll be investing this money, and how will you decide how to spend it?
First, our science and technology policy has four objectives: knowledge acquisition, what kind of science in primary, secondary, and higher education. The children in primary education now will be the workforce in 2020, because they will be between around 25 and 35, and those in secondary between 35 and 40. If you just add up their, you know, years now, they will be the workforce. So it's very important to do that. And also knowledge creation, research is very important. What kind of research for development? You know, and also the science and technology in the sectors of the economy, the issue of technology transfer. You know, a lot of science that is we need in Rwanda is the science that is already known. For example, if you wash the coffee, now washing the coffee in Rwanda and drying it properly increase 6 times, you know, the output, rather than having a non-washed coffee is sold at $0.5 per kilo, but washed and dried properly, it is sold at $6 per kilo. So you understand the difference. So just by using that a known technology, that make a huge difference. So science and technology in agriculture, science and technology in water, in health, what Professor Baltimore talked about, HIV, malaria, etc. Those are science areas. So it's very important to use really science. as we approach the issue of HIV and malaria and other infectious disease, and also science and technology and information communication technologies. The president also spoke about mobile communication, data communication, and also video. So already the mobile is surpassing the agriculture in terms of bringing cash, in terms of really bringing money to the economy and to the taxpayer. And also we are working on data, working on video, broadcasting, etc. We are deploying fiber optic in the whole country. We want the fiber optic to reach at the equivalent of the county, which we call the district in Rwanda. So that will happen. So by the time to 2009, most cities will be linked. This means it will be possible to do decentralization, to do e-government, to do e-education. Telemedicine is going to be possible. But also in terms of entertainment is going to be possible too. You know, that there are many things that we're going to, as we invest in information communication, that will bring the, make the difference. But also science and technology in geoinformation, in environment. Professor Baltimore showed the mountain gorillas. You want to do tourism, but you need to do tourism with conservation. This is biology. So it's very important to be able to do those things. So we believe that science and technology in all sectors of the economy is very important. But also we are going to focus on innovation. Innovation, entrepreneurship. So those are some things, intellectual property issues. So
sounds like a very ambitious plan. Will you be getting advice from organizations like the AAAS, or are there other advising organizations that you'll be seeking?
Actually, we'll be tapping into the network of the scientists. Yeah, the president has given me the mission in his speech. I will do that. But also we have the Third World Academy of Science. I am the vice president for Africa. So I also, we have the network of scientists in the third world, in China, Brazil, and Africa. So I think we'll be able to really build on the existing cooperation with other universities, in particular in the U.S., where in February last year we signed an agreement of collaboration between the U.S. and Rwanda in science and technology. The advisor of Condoleezza Rice is coming to Kigali this year with a team, so we are working together. So these are things that are very exciting.
Romain Morenzi, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I then got impressions of the evening from AAAS CEO Alan Leshner and executive publisher of Science Magazine. Do you think he'll be able to make good on his promise to dedicate 3% of his GDP towards the science and technology?
I think he will be working towards that goal about as hard as any living person. He sees the opportunity in science for advancing the state of his country, and he's going to exploit that opportunity fully. I admire his vision and his courage and his dedication and commitment.
Do you think that he'll be able to get scientific advisors through the AAAS in order to figure out how to spend this money, assuming he can get it out of his country?
We're absolutely committed to working together with him. Anybody who shows that level of dedication and commitment to the application of science for the advancement of a very poor country deserves our full collaboration. We'll do everything we can.
Alan Leshner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame said his goal by 2020 is to be a middle-income country. The World Bank defines a middle-income country as having a per capita income of between around $1,000 and $10,000, a status which may qualify them to borrow from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. According to the World Bank, there are nearly 80 middle-income countries, including China and India. This has been a special science podcast from the 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. The show is a production of Science Magazine and of AAAS, the Science Society. Jeffrey Cook composed the music. I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for joining us.